see.
So I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, with a recent graduate. What's your name again?
Andrew Crawford.
Andrew Crawford.
Andrew Crawford. You have, your company is called, what is your company called?
It's Andrew Crawford Ironworks.
Ironworks. And there's a lot of iron here, and I'm seeing a sketch that Andrew's been making for one of his projects. And you had a phrase for this process. What is the process?
We call this designing at gunpoint.
Can you explain what that is?
Yes, it's when we have a deadline, and we wait till the last minute because we don't really have a vision for the project. And then anywhere from a day to half an hour before the meeting, we're frantically trying to figure out how to realize these drawings so that we can best explain the client's vision, even though we don't have the vision.
Now, did you learn design at gunpoint from RISD, or was it in your... Where did this come from?
I did not learn design at gunpoint at RISD, fortunately. Uh-huh. I had a much more pleasant experience at school.
But in the real world?
I learned design at gunpoint from paying customers who, because they were paying me to be creative, expected me to be creative all the time. Yeah. And it's frustrating when you're not creative all the time, but what you learn is that creativity can be a technical exercise. You can find things through processes that are practiced.
So it's like a muscle or reflex, it sounds like, in your world.
It's a muscle or reflex, but it's also we have techniques and we have processes that we use that often pull ideas from starting with simple concepts. We can realize ideas that we probably wouldn't be able to just pull out of our heads.
Thank you, Andrew.